Blog Talk Radio. How was your Wednesday? Because I'm going to get into mine, but I want to hear about yours first. How was your Wednesday?
I was stressful.
Yeah?
It was stressful.
Wow.
I had too much on my brain, too much going on. Okay. So I had to, like, get in my quiet spot and do some woosawing. And do some woosawing to myself. But I came out on the good side. It came out good, though. It did me some good.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Because you know what? I too had to release a little stress. So
okay.
I woke up Wednesday morning, told them Bammers, hey, look, man.
Can't do it.
Yeah, can't do it today, man. Just mark me out for a day. And they was like, okay, Mac, you all right? I said, yeah, I'm fine. You know, I just got some other things I need to take care of. You know, just mark me out for a day. So Cap called me, and he said, oh, what, you ain't want to hear my mouth about winning Lady Two picks? I said, you know what? Don't be a Bama, y'all. Don't be a Bama. He was like, no, but I got something for you, man. You know, I got something for you. Memento from the game, you know, and I know you would appreciate it being a Washington fan that you are. You know, I think you would appreciate it. I said, oh, okay, that's what's up. So today I come to work. That family got one of them little rollout signs that say take command. I said, you know what?
I said,
you a barrier. You are a Bama. You know I do not want no take command sign. And he was like, no, I'm saying, man. He said the other side got had Bank of America on it, and he know I can't stand Bank of America. He was like, but it got the little W. It got that little W that you love so much because all my gear now. I try to wear less and less of the Indian head and more of the W, if that makes sense. And he was like, yeah, that W on there, that W was like that, man. As soon as I saw it, I thought of you, man. I thought of you. So, yeah, you know, he's like, man, you know, I'm a Ravens fan. So I know if you went to the Ravens game, you'd look out for me. I said, you know I look out for you. Come out there, well, hey, here's your lookout. I said, you know what?
Oh, man, he cold.
I said, you ain't doing nothing but testing. Yeah, he wasn't doing nothing but testing when I told y'all, don't buy me nothing, Commander. You know what I mean? And I will say this. The sign says take command. It doesn't say commanders. So I'm okay. I told him I'm going to keep it. I'm going to put it up on the wall with all the other watches and paraphernalia, and we're going to rock with it like that.
Wall?
Yeah, it made
the
wall, man. It made the wall. It's burgundy and gold. It says take command, and, you know, it's not that name that I despise so much, you know. So, you know, hey, I ain't going to do my man like that. He thought enough to bring it back from the game for me. So, but I wish you could have seen his face, Tree. We were down on the loading dock at work, and he was walking up to me, flashing the side back and forth, and smiling. I said, you are a Bama. Yeah, but, hey, you know, I'm going to say instantly, Trees. Instantly.
Okay.
A lot of that stress left my body instantly.
Okay.
When he came up to me and did that, a lot of that stress just relieved itself. You know what I mean? So, you know, hey, man, I thank my buddy. I thank my maker. And I thank the people who love me because, you know, I always say at the show, if you love them, they should already know it. I'm so thankful that I know it from who I need to know it and whence I need to know it. And every now and then, it is reaffirmed. So, hey, thank you, people. Thank you, people.
Okay.
Today, y'all, we will discuss the WNBA Finals and how the Las Vegas Aces are showing their dominance over the Sun. I'm trying to tell you. Listen, y'all, and
yeah,
this is something else I wanted to get out. Today, we're going to fly through these. We're going to fly through these topics because I want to spend some good time on football.
Yeah.
I want to spend some good time on Lady T's pick, on Lady T's picks and football. NBA, LeBron James and Chris Paul have a few choice words for the NBA over the Robert, what's his last name, Treat? Sarver. What's his last name?
Sarver
decision. Yeah, they're not happy about that. So we're going to get into that. MLB, the second half, y'all, we're going to name this the game of history. This second half of the MLB, because all type of history is being made from the Cardinals and the Blue Jays on down. Everybody in baseball seems to be making some type of history. So we're going to discuss that. Our favorite, everybody's favorite. And you know what, Lady T, I was thinking, I said, you know what, I did not ask Lady T for a song this year, you know, and we did all preseason, we've done, this will be our second week, and I did not ask you for a song. So next week, I guarantee you guys, when it's time for Lady T's pick, you all will hear Lady T's song. Forgive me, sis,
that's
but I got you. So, yeah, and Lady T's picks. And then we're going to talk Brett Favre. You know, and his text message. Yeah, boy. Hey,
old Brett Favre,
you going to... Lady T, you gonna have to have a new button over there for me on this
one.
With Brett.
I got some.
Yeah. We're gonna talk about the decisions in Dallas. You know. We're gonna get into that as well.
Yeah, keep it moving until we get there.
Everything about week two of this NFL season, we're going to talk about it. You can join us at 563-99-3782 or tune in with Lady T live on Facebook at Kale's Corner. We will see you there. Yeah, down by Lady T.
What's happening?
You know what? I want to hear Run from the Crank in this break. 563-999-3782. My goal today, y'all, is to make Lady T say,
all right.
One of these songs, we're going to get her to y'all. WNBA Finals. Man. Tree, I thought Connecticut was going down 9-1-1 after this game two with Las Vegas. Because,
right.
I mean, they beat the gym shorts off of these young ladies, man. I'm serious.
No, this is a black eye on them.
Black eye, busted lip. Yeah, all that. They gave him all that, you know. And you know, they didn't just beat him. They beat him with a 14-point lead, man. 14-point lead, man. Hey, listen. I don't know what Connecticut's plan is, how they'll rebound or bounce back, but I really hope these ladies bring it, seriously, in this game three that's coming up. That's tonight, right?
Yeah, tonight. They don't got no choice. They better bring it or they going home. They're going to pack their bag and go on home. Boo-boo.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all, I'm talking about Chelsea Gray, 21 points. Jonquel Jones, 16 points, 11 rebounds. Alyssa Thomas, 13 points. Plum, 11 points in the second quarter. Y'all, man.
Well, what the count had 18 points in the first half, in the first quarter? Chelsea Gray had 18 points.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You named Jonquel and Alyssa. Those two players played for the Connecticut.
Okay. I was, you know what, I ain't even lying. When I read that, I was like, I thought they played for Connecticut. But the way that they had it online, they had them all together as the double-digit scores of the game, period, not which team they were playing for. Okay, so that's cool. Jonquel, good
know,
job, but
got
not
it
enough.
Like that, right? Yeah,
Alyssa,
they got it like
good
that,
job,
they
but not enough.
I'm sorry.
They got it like that.
No, I was saying they do it like that because, they don't have enough respect for them to do it separate.
Wow.
Great. I mean, that's just what it is. Like, you know, like if you watch the game, if you watch it, are we talking sports, right? We talking NBA, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're about to go to another commercial. I'm sorry. But if you watch the game, if you watch the game, I'm slow today. If you watch the game, it had a little sticker at the bottom, like promoting the NFL, the Monday night game. And it stayed there the whole time. The whole game, it was there. It would not move. And I'm saying, why the WNBA can't get that same logo somewhere for their next game? Because I ain't see their game advertised at all. It was just, we just had to look at the schedule and find out when they playing.
Hold on. So you're telling me during the WNBA finals, they had NFL advertisement going on?
All over the screen, the whole screen. All the commercials were football commercials.
Really?
Yes. Go back and look at I don't know if it'll show you the commercial because it'll normally just like it'll skip past some things, but yeah, it was all football. Everything was football. If you watch the game tonight, look at the bottom left hand at the bottom of the screen, on the right hand side at the bottom, it's gonna say whatever Monday night or Sunday night or something. It's gonna say the game. Watch.
Wow.
And
that is,
like Tank said, like I was so pressed to watch the game Tuesday I was so pressed to watch the game, Tank was saying it don't say championship. So then when I looked at it, it says finals. Why not champ? This is the last game. These are the last games. These are the last two teams standing. This is the championship. Why does it say finals? Mm. And then the commercials say finals 22. What? We don't get no respect.
I don't know what. Yeah, I have no comment on that. I'd be glad when the NBA grows up. I'll put it that way. I'll be glad when they grow up. And I'm seeing players NBA players at this game. And as we said on Tuesday, that's going to help bring some notoriety. It'll bring more fans to the arena. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, come on, man. You advertise the NFL. That's a completely different sport.
Exactly. Because Sam was like, did I say Monday Night Football? I said, yeah, what did I say? What? And then it wouldn't leave. It stayed in the whole entire game at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, let's go to the phones, man. I need my energy back, so we're going to bring 007 on in here. It's Blank Man. Go ahead, Blank Man.
Yeah. Hey, look. On some real stuff, that lady, Chelsea Gray, she's the bomb. As stated on Tuesday, they look like the San Antonio Spurs, and I got inside information that she did get a position as an assistant coach at the Spurs. So that explains why they are where they are right now in the finals.
You ain't seen
and,
the game?
Huh?
Popovich was at the game. He was one of the ones at the game.
Yeah, I mean, of course, but what I'm saying, the information that I got from y'all Tuesday, I didn't know or I forgot that she was the assistant coach with the Spurs. That explains why this team is where they is right now. And if Connecticut Suns, Oranges, whatever their names are, if they not careful tonight, they're going to be giving out fruit baskets tonight to the Aces.
Two baskets, yeah.
I take one. Thank you.
Not the fruit baskets, though.
Not the fruit baskets. Cleaning child or whatever that mess he said he'd be eating. I don't want none of that.
Right.
Look.
And that fruit basket's gonna have some a bag of pistachios in it.
Mute yourself, bruh.
On that note,
let's take another call. What's up, Ted?
What's up, bruh?
What's up,
Ted?
What's going on?
What's up,
KL
Town Corner?
Hey.
Did you get a chance to watch?
Happy Friday.
Fan of you, brother.
How do you feel about the WNBA finals? Not championship, but finals. What we've seen so far. I mean, we started this conversation talking about how Las Vegas, the Aces, are showing their dominance, but with these latest reports on how these ladies were disrespected their whole game, and how the league refuses to call this a championship. You know, where do you stand? How do you feel about this, Ted?
Well, I don't know why they refuse to call it a championship. I mean, I don't know. They did just get finals. But true, like me and you talked about the other day, is this the male chauvinist, man, lack of this respect for the girls, just lack of this promotion. It's just, as you know, then as far as the owners, they're male, you know. It's only the football team, the owner of the NBA, they're mostly male. You might have a few women that's getting up in there as far as partnership with Renee Montgomery, got some deal with the team. I don't know if it's the male team. Female team, but you also got the lead that used to be married to Johnson that owns part of the Mystics, Sheila Johnson. You know, as far as
I was going to say in the NBA, it says NBA.
Hold on.
007. Hold on,
007.
Hold on, 007. He's still talking. Say it talking.
Sorry.
Hold on.
He might lose his. But bottom line, it's just that, I mean, you got a few women in there that's trying to make their way, but bottom line is mainly male dominated. And males don't feel that females from jump. They had to come a long way of not, you know, can play ball as men, you know, because I just, bottom line, they don't do the slam dunking. They don't shoot from half court, you know. They feel it's not as exciting, but I believe it is more exciting and more competitive to me, not a bunch of crying.
And it's more fundamental.
I agree with you.
And it's more fundamental as well. You know, I mean, no matter what sport I'm watching, be it the WNBA, the NBA, the NFL, MLB, I like a competitive game where I see fundamentals, actual fundamentals being utilized. All that long three-court shooting, it's exciting, and I'll be the first to admit the excitement in that. You know, I'm not going to take that away from that. It is exciting. But we want the game to be taught and passed on to the next generation the way it's meant to be played.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody is like, well, this is the new way that we're doing this, and, you know, we have to accept the new way. I get it. I accept it. But at the same time, when I turn on the game, I want to see fundamental plays. I want to see a team utilizing its teammates, everyone.
Definitely.
You know, and I can understand if someone get hot and you ride that hot person, I'm with that.
Yeah.
But don't overkill with it. You know what I mean? Once that person lose that steam, don't still try to rely or depend on them. See who else, because one thing I've learned playing basketball, and Ted can attest to this, I'll get hot and then it cools down. So we got to find the next man that's hot, the next person up with them he's on fire shoes, you know what I mean? And
exactly.
If you just keep throwing it to one person, and one person now missing the shots that they were making, I mean, come on, man. What does that do to the game? What does that do to the game? It slows down and it puts one team completely on defense. Completely on defense. So, yeah, man. I like the fundamental game, in short. Let's go to Lou. What's happening, Lou?
Hey, Lou.
Okay. Do or die tonight for her, boy. Not good.
Not good for who?
Not good.
Not good for who, Lou?
For the Connecticut Sun.
I know that's right. They better do a whole bunch of Hail Marys.
Yeah.
Well, Connecticut head coach Kurt Miller said it felt as if we were playing catch up all night, especially since they can never put together stops against Vegas, defensive stops. You know, Vegas. He was like Vegas was just going on runs all night. You know, and I saw that, and I have to say, when I read that, that was the perfect description of the game. That was the perfect description of the game to me. You know, it was like these people, it was like they could do nothing to stop Vegas. And Vegas just had their way. They had their way. And I don't know about anyone else, but I see Connecticut in trouble, man. If they play and approach this game tonight the same as they did the other one, man, they in trouble. They are in trouble.
Is right now. They're in trouble right now. Exactly. Being down to nothing. They're in trouble right now. Now if they they come home and play like they, like Lou said, play like they did, they might as well not. They just hang out the right flag. Just say we done. We over. We don't want to play no more. Pineapple.
And hand out the food basket.
And hand out. The, bring them with you. Bring the baskets with you. Because you're going to need to hand
them
out. Because it's your last hoorah. You're going to be like two
and
birds,
you know,
saying goodbye at home. Saying goodbye at home. Two birds. Goodbye.
I see their coach. I can see their coach on the side saying that nobody knows the troubles I see. Nobody knows my sorrow. Come on, brother, sing it, man.
Right.
Hey, man, I heard you blowing tones. Much love, Carol's Corner family. How y'all doing today? What's up, Big Bro? What's up, Miss T? What's up, Lou?
Hey.
Ted, 007, 57, whoever else on here. Hey, look, right, I hear y'all talking about them ladies, but what I think is when they go home tonight, like I said, because that Connecticut team, they play rough. They try to rough you up. And if, I think the calls won't go their way tonight. I believe they're going to win tonight. But I believe the Aces won't win it all. But once again, if that tall young lady stops hanging around that three-point line, keep trying to shoot, get in there and find your rhythm. You have to get close to the basket to find your rhythm before you can shoot out there. All she's been doing since I've been watching them is sitting out on that three-point line with her hands out. Yes, she played defense. That's why I know she stay on the court. But, man, she's a liability on offense, y'all. I promise you. Until that girl or until that coach get into her and tell her, look, get in there, find your rhythm, shoot around the basket, 8 foot, 7 foot, whatever it is. Then step out there and get your shot on. Standing out there, she was 1 for 8, man, in the third quarter. And in the last game, she was 1 for 9. I'm telling you, I've been watching her. That's the liability for Phoenix on offense, is that tall girl. And then when she do, I started getting the paint one time, man, and I swear she be acting like she's scared. She backs away from everybody.
She's too small, Tang. She's too small. Like, she's physically too small to be in that paint. But I know she needs to be in the paint because she's so tall. But she needs to get in the weight room.
The way I saw her play that last series, and be aggressive, she's real aggressive. And she can get down there and tussle with the best of them. I saw her in the last series do that. That's
but
what made
them
me.
Them girls were small in that last series. The only person was big was Candace.
Okay.
Everybody else was small.
Charlie, you're only one for Connecticut, man. For real, seriously. Everybody else doesn't have her height. Everybody else doesn't have
Jonquil.
All three of them the same height. Jonquil. That light-skinned girl,
Bonner, and
the other thick girl that be down there balling in the paint. All them the same height, bro. They had all three of them out there one time in the game.
But they can't mess with Aja. See, Aja is the key for the Aces. See, they ain't never been up against no Aja Wilson before. Aja Wilson in the middle, and you can't get nothing in that middle past her.
And look, I remember just the other day, Tuesday, when Bruh said he was trying to figure out who they was, and then everything fell in line with the Spurs. They play like the Spurs, and then the coach came from Popovich. Man, you ain't going to tell me Tim Duncan ain't go down there and teach that girl no post move, because she be dogging them down in the post. She be dogging them. Yes.
That's fact. I believe that 100%.
I'm with you on that. Plays with her back to the basket and everything. That's definitely my man, Timmy. Is this Cap on the line? What's happening, Cap?
Oh yes, sir.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Cap?
Winner? Congratulations to the winner.
Congratulations on that one.
Hey,
appreciate
it.
Lady T.
He deserves it, bro.
Lady T. We did not play it all big. the winner and all. Look, Cap done had enough already, all right? His week is up.
You know how I do the winner. You know how I do.
All right. All right. All week.
Dig this. Who was that? Was that Tane that said something about Timmy Duncan in Asia?
Yeah.
No, she actually did work out with him. That's crazy. You picked that up.
Man, you can tell, man. You can tell,
wow.
Cap. That girl be dogging them down in the paint. And they be straight fundamental.
Now, listen.
Yeah.
One of my boys, you know Donnie from Philly. I'm cool with her brother, the coach for South Carolina. I'm cool with her brother. So, you know, I'm be locked in with the South Carolina thing. And now she's with Vegas. And she's doing her 1-2 over there. You kidding me?
Y'all know that's right.
Mm.
That's
what I'm saying, man. If Connecticut don't find a way to rebirth themselves tonight, I think Vegas is going to go ahead and take this thing, man. Stop playing with them and just take this thing, you know? I don't see anything else in the script. So, you know, we got to look at it like this. The young ladies made it. They had their opportunity, but I think Vegas was just too strong for them. Vegas had too much too often. You know what I'm saying? And I see that thing ending tonight. For real.
If they play the way they play the last two games, it's definitely going to end tonight. And that girl, Chelsea Gray, man, she don't miss. Who she work out with, Cap? Who she be working out with? I'm thinking she hanging with Jordan and everybody every now and then because she just,
you know what
man,
saying?
She got moves.
You know, there's one thing that I really love about the women. There's one thing I truly love about the women's game. I mean, the rating's not that high. People really not in tune. But, brother, they are gym rats. All of them are gym rats. You hear me? They shoot.
Wow.
She definitely shows. All of them do show that they're a gym rat. But you know how you get that one that just give you that Mike and Kobe? She seemed like she one of them. She cut from that cloth. Like, she just stayed.
Maya Moore. She in that Maya Moore class.
Yeah, she's staying there, man.
I love Maya Moore.
Yep.
She was nice.
Different. She was different.
Woo!
Yeah.
That was some whoops. I mean, basketball for yourself right there, baby.
No doubt. No doubt.
That was a good one.
So are we in agreement that it's over tonight, or do we think that Connecticut will try to put something together?
Let's take a vote,
Kim. Okay. Go ahead.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Look.
All right. I'm gonna call y'all names. Y'all just say it really quick. So we can get it over. It's gonna take 1 minute. Same.
I'm going with the Connecticut.
Okay. Kale.
Vegas.
Cap.
I'm sorry, are they home or away?
They playing in the son's house.
Oh no, that's Connecticut to win tonight.
Okay.
There you go, Cap.
Lou.
I gotta go with UConn.
Ted. 007.
You win.
It's all over. Aces.
Okay. Where Ted at?
Okay.
He answered.
Okay. I'm going with Vegas too.
So what's that?
I didn't say, but
Connecticut. It's tied 3-3.
Okay, now you know what we need to do? We need our online participants to type in what Vegas or Connecticut. We need you guys to settle this thing.
All right.
Well, I think Connecticut is going to win because they're playing there and they need them to go another game. But I want Vegas to win.
So, 10-3, Connecticut.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, Ted got Connecticut. That's 4-3.
All right. That's what's up. We're going to check back in with this, y'all. Yeah, true that. Yeah. We're going to check back in with this, y'all, before the show is over. Right now, though, we got a quick break in line. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Say that 5 times real fast. We'll be right back.
Rihanna, good girl going bad. Take three, action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather. And G5s are better, you know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, we can't see shiny cars.
I'll be here forever. All right. NBA, y'all. LeBron James and Chris Paul had a few choice words for the NBA over the Robert Sarver decision. And we all know that's the $10 million one-year suspension for using the N. For using the inappropriate word. LeBron and Chris Paul both said our league definitely got this wrong. Now, there were reports from employees. There were reports from other members of the organization that Mr. Sarver used this word. Now, I don't care who you are or what point you're trying to get across. There's no appropriate way to use this word or to say this word. In my book, my opinion. Some people may feel different about it. You're entitled. I have no beef with you on that because everybody takes the word differently. You know, some of us use it affectionately in friendship and some of us use it in a discriminatory manner, you know, and I think in a professional realm, in a workplace, there's no room for this. There's no room for that word at all in a workplace. And that's just my opinion. And I'm going to say this. I am sick and tired of us being the first one to say we forgive and forget, and know you didn't mean nothing by it, and they're treating you wrong for chastising you for this, and I'm just sick of that. I'm sick of that. Mm-hmm. When you give one person the okay, you give too many people the okay. Can I say that, Coos? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
When you give one person the green light, you give too many people the green light.
The green light.
In this manner. And I don't think it's fair to the rest of the league.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's fair to the individual that he was talking to.
Right.
Now, just because you're a billionaire does not give you the right to disrespect anyone. And I'm going to leave it right there. Come on, sis.
I'm just mad and disappointed because it's always us just saying, oh, it's okay. Beat me in the head some more. It's okay. It's not okay. Like, stop it. It's not okay for nobody. White, black, green, purple, it don't matter. It's not okay. Okay? It's not okay to use words that hurt people that had us feeling like we was dirt. Like you, and then you over here saying it's okay. Like it's okay for y'all. You should have said it's okay for me. Speak for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't keep speaking for the narrative. Like you speaking for all of us. Like you're not. Stop.
Yeah. Because
I'm offended.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care how many millions you got. Like, stop. Yeah. That man called somebody N-word, and then he was being fresh. I'm just going to say fresh around the women.
Mm.
Inappropriate around women. Like, that's not that's unacceptable. That's not good.
So, basically, LeBron and Chris Paul saying that we got it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we
really,
read wrong.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I get out of that. The NBA got the two faces, not the two faces, two of great players right now that's playing in the NBA to stand up and say that. That let me know his job in a year, his job not going to be taken, and them fools are clowning, cooning.
Cooning.
That's what they do. That's what they
do.
Point blank, man.
I ain't want to take it there, but
and I'm so sick. I'm sorry, can't
even
touch it.
That is because when things happen, they the ones that can make the change.
Exactly.
Because they voice are being heard. Our voice being heard, but not like their voice. Their voice is being heard. They got so many people that's just gonna listen. Like that's why they put them two out there to say that. Because they know everybody gonna say, oh, well, maybe they know something. Nah.
Exactly.
That's just the plan for them to try to sweep it under the rug so we can forget about it. That's all it
a
is.
Big old
right?
rug, too.
I'm gonna leave it alone.
That big rug.
I think it's terrible. Paul and LeBron James, one of the advocates for the protest and not playing when George Floyd was murdered.
Oh yeah,
and the Clippers. Exactly.
That's
why I said that, bro, because they on that NBA board. Yes, they on there. They be in the meetings. They in the
Chris
and they
Paul
sitting around
the
big table. Yes.
Chris Paul, the president.
Yeah, they sitting around the big table. They in the front. So they can make the change. But by putting them in the front, making us think that, it ain't really like that, man, that just made everybody just be, okay.
Look at
all right.
Like,
you know, some people,
look at
the, I mean, not everybody, but majority of the people.
Yeah.
And they're going to forget about it. It's done with.
That's what I call it.
Done with.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Come on, Cap. Where you stand on this one, man?
Right.
Lord have mercy.
Okay. Hey, I'm with Cap already.
Yeah,
I'm with Cap.
No, this is the problem. This is the problem. We make others believe it's okay. What are you saying, Cap?
Yeah.
I'm saying, and our music is still all over the place. The kids listen to it. The kids download more rap music than any other nationality. It's in there. They're singing the lyrics around the house. They grow up. They go to college. They become, you know.
They go to college?
No, I'm talking about these little the kids. The you know, well sometimes they go to college. Sometimes they play star.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they just privileged individuals, and they feel like it's okay because it's in the music.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Kat. But if I'm gonna start, when people do that, it just keeps setting us back. It just keeps setting us back. Keeps setting us back. Every time you think you got two steps forward and we about to be everybody kumbaya, no ma'am, no sir, and in that order, no ma'am, no sir, and then they take us back. So, I don't even know why we all surprised, for real. I'm surprised it wasn't 4 or 5 of them coming out and they paid 4 or 5 of them to come out and take up for the man. Because you ain't going to see who took up for the NFL player when he had his lawsuit. Not I'm talking about the black guy when he got fired. Who took up for him? Who came out and said, well, they got it wrong?
They made
them do that. Like, come on, they don't even really believe that. They believe what they read, and now they're trying to make us believe what we read ain't what we read. All of a sudden, we don't know how to comprehend. All of a sudden,
yeah, they don't want LeBron taking a stand
way. If they really investigate LeBron, they gonna find out some things that they y'all boy is not all up to par. So let me say. Because that girl Captain came out and said that LeBron kidnapped him. Y'all remember that, right? It was in the news. It made headlines. But everybody swept it under the rug. It was on the news for like a week.
I'm about to say.
And then after that, nothing else. You ain't hearing nothing else about it. But you can Google it right now, and it'll pop up on your phone just like that. Because that girl is still saying that LeBron James had her kidnapped.
Mm. Come on, Ted. What's your stand with this one, Ted?
Hey, I thought that they were saying that when they were saying that they got it wrong, that they should have gave him more, either should have kicked him out, period. Because they were saying that Chris Paul and them were saying that he's not no good and this and that. So that's what I read into it, and that's what I read as far as the headline online and stuff. And I thought it was towards that they're saying they got it, like I said, that they got it wrong, and the fact that they only gave him 1 year suspension, only $10 million. That's like a slap on the wrist. That's what I thought. So but I could be wrong, but, you know.
He stood up for Black Lives Matter.
He stood up for all those things and all that, you know. So I don't think he would turn face, especially Chris Paul, you know, and he'd get an opportunity to speak up. I don't think Chris Paul is going to take up for this man, you know, like that.
Okay.
So that's why y'all need to maybe do a little bit more read and investigate, you know, before y'all take that conclusion.
Well,
I'm gonna say this, for once in my life,
I hope I am absolutely wrong. I hope that is their stand and not their opposite position. I really do. Because as I read it, I said this they can't be saying what I think they're saying. This is what I'm talking about with online reporters, okay? All they want is clickbait. Clickbait is you read something that's going to catch your eye and you click on it. Well, when I clicked on it, all these advertisements came up, y'all. I'm talking about for air fryers to Viagra, you know? All these advertisements came up, and they really didn't put anything on Chris Paul and LeBron. So I was hoping that when we brought this subject up, somebody would have, hold on, this is what that was. I really wanted it to be that because, again, like we all have agreed, we've seen these guys in the midst of the Black Lives Matter movement. We've seen these guys protest what happened to why is this boy's name eluding my mind right now?
George Floyd.
We've seen all of this. And for this to be happening now, I'm telling you, it's one more trick, y'all. It's one more trick to get us against us. It's one more trick to have us in discord. One more trick to have us in discord. You know what I mean? No, they cannot be thinking all in the same direction. No,
right.
They cannot harmoniously have the same thought. We don't want that. We can't afford that. We can't afford that. So, you know, God, I hope that this is really what it is. I hope that these men, these young men are standing firm in the beliefs that they've made us feel they believe in. If everybody can follow what I'm saying. You know,
I hope so too.
That's all I can say. What Taylor said,
I hope
what Taylor said
is the opposite.
They standing firm on it, and I take everything I said about the coning, I take it back from them. But if they said that, they just coning, man, and I'm going to keep it like it is.
Yes, true that. All right. 563-999-3782. 3782 football when we come back, y'all.
But I want Vegas to win it all, but Connecticut will pull it off tonight.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, Kim, go ahead, babe. I'm sorry. I didn't need to get his stuff down.
Babe, T, you ready? You ready? Come on in with your pick.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, all right.
Oh,
excuse
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Yeah, time back.
Y'all hear it get foul on me.
Y'all hear
you
me up.
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
I can't
mess with y'all. It just reminds me of that movie. Yeah. It reminds me of Harlem Nights. When man, you ready? Come on, y'all. Don't make me mad anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now I'm gonna go through the calls real quick. Reese, you with us?
Yes.
Reese, you with us? Okay.
Yes.
007, you with us? Okay, baby.
I'm on the sideline.
Oh, you not betting this week?
Nah. You can still play.
Yeah, you can still play.
Yeah. Just because you ain't betting on me, you can't play 007. Come on, man.
No. I know that. I'm just saying, you know. I wish I had some fun right about that.
It's okay. It's okay.
You know what,
man? I told you, go ahead, grab a couple of them tin cans up. Next time you listen to me, Tay, you with it, Tay?
Yes, sir.
Chap, you here?
Chap is here.
All right, Ted, you here? Brother Ted, you playing?
Oh my goodness.
Okay. All right, bro. I hear you over there.
I wish it was. I'm talking for real.
Oh my goodness! Don't choke, bro. Don't choke.
That's the
cool. All right. So we got Ted, we got Cap, we have Tang, we have 007, we have Reese and myself and Tree. All right, let's start these picks, y'all.
All right, Lady T, go ahead.
I want to say congratulations to Cap, but your week is over, bro.
Oh, Lord.
The hate is real. I got it.
The hate is real, bro.
I told them how you came on the Lowe's dock waving that take command sign on and smiling, that little minister grin of yours. All right. Go ahead.
Let's go. Let's get it. Let's go, you guys. First game of the week is tonight. So y'all put your TVs on Kansas City Chiefs channel, because that's what it's going down at. We go Chargers and the Chiefs. Come on, Tang.
Chiefs.
Hey. Where is me ma at? Come on, baddie. Oh, she got hers already. Come on, 007.
Chargers.
Ted.
Chargers.
Cat.
Chiefs, Allen out.
I know that's right. Kale, you said Kale.
Chiefs.
Betty says Chiefs.
Hey, do me a favor, whoever has that TV in the background, please mute your phone. We're not going to tell you to turn the TV down. Just mute your phone until you hear your name called, please.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you. That's the nice thing, you guys. Yeah, thank you very much, whoever that was. Patriots versus the Steelers, you guys. Patriots versus the Steelers. Okay? Come on, 007.
Steelers.
Ted.
50-17. Where he at anyway?
He ain't calling it this week. Oh, hold on. Aaron Brumley is playing, you guys. The guy, his son is playing, that's Boston. He's online and
okay.
He's playing to the Chiefs.
Yep. Welcome, brother.
He's
welcome.
The Everybody says welcome, Aaron and Betty. All right. Come on, Cap. Patriots versus the Steelers.
I'm going with the Patriots because, Harris, the running back is out, and Trubisky is a horrible game manager.
Oh. Okay. Come on. Betty says Steelers. Come on, Reese.
Fearless.
Kane.
Fearless.
Kale.
Patriots.
I'm going Steelers.
Cut it out, Cam.
Betty said, Aaron said Steelers.
Okay.
This is going to separate
Betty
us, bro.
Steelers as well. The next one is Panthers versus the Giants, you guys. Panthers versus the Giants. This is not no division game or anything. Cap, we're going to start with you.
Hmm.
Cat.
Panthers.
Ted.
Ah, I'm gonna go with the Giants.
I know, right?
Man, I don't really want to, but I'm gonna go with it. But
Devla.
I know.
I got you. Let me know if you want to change it before we get off the phone. You got time. 007.
I'm going with the Giants.
You say who?
Giants.
Okay. Betty says Giants. Come on, Sam. Mute your phone. Come on, Sam. Come on, Reed.
Panthers.
Aaron says Giants. Come on, Kale.
Giants.
I'm going Giants. All right. Did I miss anybody? No. Let's go. Jets versus the Browns, you guys. Jets versus the Browns. I can't. 007 is crazy. Come on, 007. Give me your score, your team.
I'm going with the Browns. Forget the Jets. They disappoint me.
I can't believe it. Come on, Reese. With the Jets.
The Browns.
You said who?
Browns.
What?
Are you saying Browns? You said Browns?
Yeah. Yeah, she said
Browns. Hey, don't let them do you like that, sis. Don't let them do you like that, sis.
Betty says the Browns. Aaron says the Browns. Tang.
Going with the brain.
Kale.
Hey, you know what? I had the Browns, but I also just saw a vision in my head, Reese in front of the TV saying, dang, I can't pick my Jets. So I'm going to go with the Browns.
Got him.
I cannot with him. I can't. Come on, Ted.
I go with the Browns. That's my wife's last name. Maiden name.
Oh, Lord. Come on, Cat.
I'm going with the Browns.
Well, I think that's a sweep.
Mm.
Our first sweep of the year, guys.
All right.
First sweep of the year. Colts versus the Jaguars. Colts versus the Jaguars, you guys. Huh? Colts versus the Jaguars. Let's go to Reese first. Come on, Reese. Colts, Jaguars.
Colts.
Come on, Tang.
Colts.
Come on, Kale.
Jags.
Betty says Colts. Come on, 007.
Hey, the Jaguars, I peed off. I'm going with the Jaguars.
Come on, Ted.
Colts. I feel you, though, about the Jaguars being peed off, though.
Jaguars looked impressive. I was at the game last week. I'm going with the Jaguars. Colts tied with Houston last week. Terrible.
Yep. That's why they're gonna win. Aaron says Jay. I'm going coach. I don't know why. I don't like neither one of them teams. Dolphins versus the Ravens. Dolphins versus the Ravens. I'm going first. Ravens. I'm going to also put down Ravens for Batty because that's what she loves. Come on, 007.
I'm going with the Dolphins.
Come on, Tang.
Going with the Ravens.
Okay, so Aaron says the Ravens, and Betty says Ravens, baby. Come on, Reed.
Ravens.
Kale.
007 made my pick for me. I'm going with the Ravens.
Kyrie Kill.
I can't. Come on, Tay.
Yeah.
Ravens.
Cat.
Unfortunately, I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
Okay.
Against your team.
They killed us last year, bro. They came up with something where we couldn't figure it out. So that might be his kryptonite.
It might be a different year, Cap.
True. I'm hoping we make the adjustment.
Hold it. Everybody write it down, put a bookmark in it. Write it, hold it down.
All right.
Buccaneers versus the Saints. We're going to come back to it, Cap. Buccaneers versus the Saints. Come on, Ted, start a go.
Buccaneers.
Come on, Cap.
Oh, man.
Y'all
got Brady's number.
Coming to y'all.
Okay, I'm going with, I'll go with the Saints.
You heard I said cat. I said, don't be a cat.
Oh.
007.
Buccaneers.
Betty says, oh, nothing yet. Oh, that's Aaron. Aaron's, both of them said Buck. Come on, Reed.
Yes.
Reed says Bucks. All right. Come on, Tang.
Bucks.
Kale.
I'm going Saints.
I'm going Bucks. All right. Did I leave out anybody? No. Keep it moving, you guys. We're doing pretty good. We're going to have a lot to talk about. Commanders versus the Lions. Commanders versus the Lions. You want to kill?
Washington football team.
You're going to say it before the end of the year. Come on, Tang.
Lions.
Come on, Reed.
Washington.
Okay, so online it's saying Skins. I don't know who that is, sir. I know who it is. I know who it is. So Aaron and Betty says Skins and the Commanders. Come on, 007.
Take command in Motown. Going with the Commanders. Aaron
Marvin
Jackson
last week.
Come on, Ted.
On you,
Ted. The Washington Commander.
Cat.
Lions, high-powered offense, Lions.
That's what I say, too. Only on this game, because, yeah.
I feel sad.
All right, let's keep it moving, guys. Seahawks versus the 49ers. The Seahawks versus the 49ers. Come on, let's start with Cap. Oh, my son. Seahawks. Come on, Ted.
Y'all need to get back, so I'm going to give y'all a win. Y'all need to get back.
Are you picking 49ers?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, 007.
I agree. Y'all need to get back. We're on 49ers.
Okay. Come on, Reese.
Seahawks.
Oh, man. I put that in the wrong spot. Reese, put your Hawks in the wrong spot. I got you. Come on, Tane.
49ers.
Aaron picked the Hawks. I got you, Tane. I'm picking 49ers, of course. Hill, what are you picking?
Seahawks.
Hawks. All right, you guys, let's keep it right on rolling. Falcons versus... Did I leave out anybody? I got everybody. Falcons versus the Rams. Falcons versus the Rams, you guys. Let's start with Aaron. Let me see what he writes. Come on, 007.
I'm going with the Rams. They need to get back.
Oh, Aaron says Rams. And 007 says Rams. Come on, Ted. How about you?
I go to Rams.
Rams, okay. Betty says Rams. How about you, Kat?
Rams.
Tang.
Rams.
Reese.
Rams.
Hill.
Rams.
This is our second sweep, guys. We are on a roll. We are
wow.
on a roll. Yes, everybody picked the Rams. So when the Rams lose, we all lose.
That's two, man.
Exactly. Cardinals versus the Raiders, guys. Cardinals versus the Raiders. Come on,
Kale. I'm going with the Raiders.
Kane.
Raiders.
Reese.
Raiders.
Come on, 007.
Raiders.
Oh, chef. Ain't going to be no use for everybody because everybody picking the same thing. Because Aaron picked the Raiders, too. I guess everybody want to win. I'm picking Raiders. Okay.
No, the Cardinals look like some trash last week.
Like you say, just win, baby. Al Davis from the late great.
Oh, man.
Raiders. Come on, Cap.
Raiders.
Kyler Murray won't be in the league in 4 years.
Ooh. Betty says Cardinals.
Cap, you got to
going back to baseball?
You got to stop these conversations, Cap.
You have to write them down. You have to write it down and bring them to us. And give us a sidebar.
Right.
We got five more, guys. We got five more. Then we can talk football for days. Texas versus the Broncos. And for my new callers that's online that just joined, said they want to do it, just post your stuff on here. All your answers. Just post all your answers right here. And I get them. All right. The next one up is Texas versus the Broncos, guys. Come on, Kat.
Russell Wilson and the Broncos.
Yeah.
They need a do-over, too. Come on, 007.
Texas. It's supposed to
be Sunday.
All right. I had myself on mute. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's okay.
Hey,
come on.
Right, Russell Wilson. I'm gonna go with the Broncos because even if they 4-25, they're gonna let him go for it. They're gonna let him cook.
Oh, okay. Aaron says the Broncos and Betty says the Broncos as well. Come on, Reese. Broncos. Come on, Tang.
Broncos.
Broncos. Kale.
Broncos.
All right. Bengals, Cowboys, guys. Bengals, Cowboys. I'm going Cowboys. I'm going Bengals.
Real funny, Miss T.
I said Cowboys. Then I said Bengals. Then I said Cowboys.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Cowboys.
You know I'm true to that blue, man. I'm not going nowhere.
I know you're not. Come on, Ricky.
Go ahead, Pat.
Come on, Cam.
Bengals.
Betty says Bengals.
Mama.
Mama. I know.
Oh, Bengals won't destroy them.
Come on, Ted.
Cooper.
Bengals. Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay. 007.
Man, they can't even kick. I'm going with the Cowboys. Cooper Rush is going to have a good game.
Right.
Cooper Rush ain't there.
Aaron is going with the Bengals.
I know he is.
Thank you. You know you are. All right, Bears versus the Packers. Come on, Ted. Let me hear your Bears.
You
boom, already, boom, boom.
You already know the Bears.
I got you.
Don't bet against it.
I know you won't. 007.
Packers.
Cat.
Oh, man. I'm going Packers.
Cap hate when I call his name. He be like, oh, man.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
You want me to come back to you?
No, I said Packers.
Oh, Packers. Okay.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers' talent alone should get him over that.
Aaron says the Packers. Come on, Reed.
Aaron can't catch the ball.
The Bears.
Facts.
Come on,
Kane.
Hey, I'm going with the Bears. Hey, Cap, I do believe that Aaron got a lot of talent, but it's just something about it this year ain't going to be for him. Some receivers are going to make them hurt.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bears, too. Even though I know the – come on, Cam.
Bears.
You said Bears, Cam?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Who am I missing? Betty says Bears. Am I missing anybody? Nope. All right, let's keep it moving. We got two more guys, the Sunday night game and the Monday night game. And y'all know for the Monday night game, I need a score, okay? Give me a score. So Titans versus the Bills. Titans versus the Bills. I don't need a score for this one. Titans versus the Bills. I'm starting out with, let me see. Come on, Reese. Girl power.
What's going with the Bills? The Bills.
Gotcha. I'm going with the Bills, too. Betty says Bills. All the ladies going with the Bills. Come on, 007.
They always
Bills.
I go with the Bills.
Cap.
You're right, Von Miller making a difference.
Bills.
Aaron says Bills. Tang.
Bills.
Kale.
Bills.
That is our third sweep for this week. Our third week. Our third sweep. Damn. Say that three times. All right. Listen, guys, this is Vikings versus the Eagles. This is a Monday night game. I need a score, okay? Try to get as close as you can to the score that you think is going to be at the end of the game, okay?
Where they playing at, Ms. T?
Huh?
Where they playing at?
Philly.
Okay. They're playing in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Vikings
okay.
versus
okay.
the Eagles, and they're playing in Philadelphia. Okay, you guys? Betty has started it out. Betty says Philly, and her score is 21-20. Oh, that's a good score. All right, come on, 007. You up?
I'm going Kirk Cousins and the Vikings, 27-24.
First half
score. I'm gonna go with the Eagles, 17-10.
Okay, Aaron is going Philly as well, and his score is 28-23. Come on, Reed.
I'm going with the Vikings, 28-14.
You said 28-14?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's two games on Monday.
You know
yeah.
what? It sure is. It sure is. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Come on, Reed.
The Bills play
yes.
Monday.
Yes.
Who else plays?
All right. The Titans and the Bills, they I need a score for that one too, y'all. So we'll come back around. Tang.
Okay.
I'm going with Philly. 27-17.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going with the Vikings 20-14.
Come on, Cap.
31-28, Philly.
You said 31-28?
Yes, Philly. A lot of offense.
Okay.
A lot of offense.
All right, guys. So, listen. Oh, wait. Let me do mine. I'm going Eagles. I think the Eagles can beat them. And I'm going to go 17-10. I don't know why I'm so low, but that's what I'm going. Oh, no. No, you know what? I'm going 27-10. 27-10. That's what I'm going. So listen, go back to
I had 17-10.
I know that's why I changed it. That's why I changed. I'm 27-10. I changed it. So while you talking, Ted, give me a score for Titans Bills.
I say Bills gonna get 24. Titans, 9.
Nine, got you. Come on, 007. Titans, Bills. Give me a score.
Oh, yeah. Bills, 30-14.
I need a score, you guys, online. I need a score for the Titans and Bills game because it's two Monday night games. So give me a score for the Titans and the Bills. Come on, Cap.
Bills, 30. Titans, 19.
So Betty says 35-21.
Mm.
I'm going to write this over. All right. Come on, Tang.
Bills 34-13.
Oh, yeah, come on, Reese.
35, Bills 35-14.
35-14?
Yes.
Did somebody, hold on. 35-14. Oh, okay, that's good. So Aaron says 35-17. Y'all said the Bills ain't even going to make 20 points. I mean, the Titans, y'all saying the Titans ain't even going to make but 20. Ain't nobody got the Titans making over 20 points. Nobody. Oh, Betty, she got them 21. Come on, Kale, what you say? What the score going to be?
I say Bills 17, Titans 13.
Okay. I'm going to go 24-10. And with that, you guys, that, give yourself a hand because we did it in 30 minutes, y'all. We did it in 30 minutes. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to talk NFL, all the NFL you can handle. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Gotta get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job. Motivation. Get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job. Motivation. Haters, gotta get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job. Motivation. Suck, get on your job. If you hate, get on your job. You can look me in my eyes, see I'm ready for whatever. Anything don't kill me, make me better. I ain't dead yet. You can take the fame and the cheddar and the game and the deal. I'm still a go-getter. Take my freedom for the moment, but it ain't forever. I got the spirit of a god, heart of a killer. I'm a king, seen hanging with some cold killers. I ain't never back.
Oh, boy, y'all almost lost me. I was in here boogieing.
Mo, I ain't heard that in a minute.
You
know
what I'm
saying?
Dang. Back.
You the DJ of the year, man. You brought that one out.
Bengals and the Cowboys. I heard something interesting there. Tank, this is your team.
What's this?
So, I heard you say something about in Rush y'all don't trust. What's going on? Rush ain't gonna be there with y'all.
You know we don't trust that man. That man ain't did nothing since he's been there.
No, he hasn't. But so you tell him, hey, listen. What is it? Week 4, week 5, we meet up with y'all. Yeah, I'm hoping Russ did,
week
man.
Week four, we're going to have another quarterback in there, and then we're going to beat y'all.
You think that's going to be Cam Newton?
I don't think so. We was looking at, I forgot the quarterback name, but it was a quarterback from the Eagles.
Well,
I don't believe they're going to get nobody, to be honest with you.
Yeah, reports say Cowboys unlikely to sign Cam Newton or trade for a quarterback after the Prescott injury. That you guys, that you know, in Rush, y'all trust. I mean, these are the reports. So you're saying,
man,
that was just filibuster. That wasn't nothing real.
That ain't, man. Mr. Rush had one. He had one game when he came in there that one time. He had that one time gaffle me up, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to do some good, you better have his mama up there. Mama and them there. Everybody do good in front of their mama.
Mama there. Mama there. Papa there.
Everybody do good in front of mama and them.
You know what I'm saying? Cap, what was that other football topic you brought up that we had to pause to finish the picks? What was that?
Kyler Murray.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. He said Kyler Murray is done difficult.
Poor practice habits. He pouts on the sidelines.
Got paid all that money.
He pouted. He erased his social media account. And then you come out and stink it up like that?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he looked worse than my quarterback.
Well,
and my quarterback a rookie.
Fact.
Yeah. I want so much I want so much to believe in this young man, but what's the old saying? Walk like a duck, talk like a duck. You better believe it is a duck. And from reports and rumors and whispers that have come out, he's showing no signs of being opposite of what these reports are. I'm going to just say it like that to keep it nice, you know. I hope it's wrong. I hope it's inaccurate. But it really doesn't feel like it is, serious. It really doesn't feel like it is. And like Cap say, from the moans and whispers and the attitude that's shown on the sideline, I mean, math, 1 and 1 equals 2, y'all. You know, math don't change, man. Math don't change. And I want this young man to understand his opportunity and realize that the NFL works for you when you work for the NFL. You know, when you put that practice in, when you put that studying in, when it's too dark for you to be outside to go over your physical routine, then you need to be inside, going over your mental routine. Get those mental calisthenics. You know what I mean, Cap? I know you know what I'm talking about. You know?
That's right. You know, that's the one they put that in the clause about the game. Ain't that who that's y'all talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
See what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's why they put him in there. That's exactly why they didn't. He showed his story for who he really is.
Tell y'all a quick story about a guy named Kobe Bean Bryant.
I think I know the story.
He was growing up in South California. Everybody running full court, balling, hooping, sweating. His dad would not allow him to run full court. He only allowed him to run half court because he said in the playoffs, the game slows down and the possessions is all about half court. That's how he turned out great.
The key word to all of that is practice. The key word to all of that, he was out on that field working on his craft, man, working on his craft. And to not get out there and try your best to better yourself, that's disrespect to your opponents. That's disrespect to your opponents. That's saying, you know, I'll beat you waking up out of bed. And your opponent is in that gym, you know, shooting those jumpers, getting those rebounds, grabbing that rim, doing everything that he knows is going to be expected of him during that game. So you sleep if you want to. You sleep if you want to. The next dude, he's not sleeping, bro. He's not sleeping at all. He's preparing for you. He's preparing for you. So, you know, Kyler Murray, you know, I understand you're a two-sport guy. You know, if football doesn't work out for you, then, you know, you can go into baseball and try your best to make your mark there. You know, we all know that that is a possibility for you. But, bro, you have a great opportunity in front of you. All you have to do is put a little into it. Because Kyler Murray is talented. He is talented, very talented. But you can't go off talent alone. Not in the NFL, man. Not in the NFL. You can't go off talent alone. You have to put some, yes, got to put some effort into it. Got to put some effort into it, you know. And you know, we sit and there are so many people across this globe that wish for the opportunity that you're squandering, that you're just totally wasting. Bruh, come on, man. Why waste your time like that, man? Get out there and show the world why the Cardinals picked you, man. You know, that's all I have to say about that, man. It's just disappointing to me. It's disappointing. But go ahead, Tess. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You good. That's what I mean, Kyler Murray, first of all, he's small, so he has to do more.
Mm-hmm.
And now we all kept saying, like Chain said, now we see why they put that clause in it. You ain't doing that. You ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing right now. You know what I mean? Like, you're just not doing what you're supposed to be doing, and that's not cool at all. You making everybody, because the people that play with him, his teammates and everybody, they looking like, all right, we over here with Kyler Murray. We saw what you did a couple of years ago, okay? They got their hands, shaking their hands and clapping their hands, like, okay, we're going to do some things. And then you get out there and lay eggs. What happened, sir? You looking around like, wait a minute, you not no rookie. So what are you doing?
Hey, look. Not just an egg, a hard boiled egg.
And I'm gonna change the subject. Go ahead.
I was about to change the subject too, but you go ahead.
No, you finish too. I just want to tell y'all about the tickets for Baron. So go ahead.
Oh, well, go ahead. Yeah, come with that, because we need that information. Y'all get y'all pens and write this down so we can know how to go out and support this young man.
I'm going to post everything to Kale's Corner. I'm going to post all his boxing stuff to Kale's Corner. Baron Williams, now his record is 9-1. He's the current ABF champ, like we said last week. His fight is October 15, 2022, 6 p.m., the tickets go on sale right now, okay? Like right now, the tickets are on sale. The general admission to get in is $65, okay? But if you want ringside, $150. The ringside tickets are between $125 and $150, okay? Okay, so the general admission is $65. And if you guys want to get in contact with the seller of the tickets, he's on Kale's Corner. His name is Aaron Brumby, B-U-M-B-R-Y. That is his name. You can research his page, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, Brumby, B-U-M-B-R-Y. I don't know why I can't say that word. But go to his Facebook page, you guys, and he has everything posted, but I'm going to post everything also along with what he has posted. I'm going to post it on Kale's Corner, and I'm going to post it on Instagram, okay? So you guys can go there and see which tickets you would like to purchase, what, $65, $125, or $150, because those are the prices, okay? So you guys, I'll meet you guys there. I think I'm going to get me a $125 seat.
No, that might be.
I need to be in the front. I need to see somebody get knocked out. Bam.
I mean,
that's why I feel
in
the front row. Where you gonna be at, Kale? You gonna be in the front row?
Yeah, I'm trying to catch a mouthpiece. Yeah, I'm trying to catch a mouthpiece. Man. Yeah, man.
Oh.
I need a souvenir. Yeah. I need a souvenir.
Yeah.
Been so long. Yeah. Been so long. Hey, look, and when they go to looking for it, I'm going to be like, cup it, Reese. Hide this. Put it in your purse, babe.
You got my sister stealing stuff. Come on, bro.
Hey, we a team.
It's not stealing, it's a souvenir. When it come out there, that's for the crowd anyway.
Hey, Tank, I didn't need you to help him. I needed him to get out there all by himself. He was like, hey.
Hey, you know.
I didn't have my first strata like that. He ain't getting his lady to steal. He ain't telling her to do nothing crazy like that.
Nah, he's not.
Yeah.
That's a souvenir.
Listen, she got the purse, so the Ziploc bag going to be in her purse anyway. So we might as well go on and complete the transaction.
Y'all, listen.
For real, all jokes aside, we want to support this young man, guys. We really want to support him and show him and them that the DMV shows up and shows out, all right? So let's try. We know everybody can't do the 125 or better ticket, but the 65, let's try to get in there and be in the house and represent, all right? I hate to bring this up right now, but I really don't want to not talk about this today. That's Brett Favre and the disgusting, trifling manner in which he has been carrying or carried his business with the Mississippi governor.
Yes, sir.
It has been listed that Brett Favre stole. Let's do like they do, y'all. Let's put emphasis on certain words. Brett Favre stole $5 million from welfare recipients. The poor, y'all. People that needed this money. You know, and I'm so adamant and just beyond myself with this. I'm watching Undisputed yesterday, and I hear Shannon Sharp say, well, you know, after a while, they're going to sweep it under the rug. Give him about a year. Everybody's going to forget about it. You know, that's how he's do. That's how things go. He's not dark or brown, so he won't be persecuted. He won't be treated in a manner that someone else of color would. And not only did Brett Favre rob welfare, he robbed the college as well. They paid this man for speaking
engagement. And he did not show up. Mm-hmm.
And he did not show up.
Yeah.
And did not show up. All you have to do is go and talk, and you don't show up. Wow. Listen, man, I liked Brett Favre when he played. He was the exciting player. I don't think the media was as boisterous as it is now with these athletes and what goes on with them. So I think we missed out on a lot of who is Brett Favre. Who is Brett Favre? But we're learning now. We are learning now. And I hope they hit him with the full extent of punishment and make him pay back. Do you guys realize Brett Favre made over $138 million in contract damn money? Just that contract money. Not even thinking about his endorsement.
But he worth $100 million. He
still got Wrangler. Copper top, Wrangler, he's still doing that.
Exactly.
Built the volleyball stadium.
All that fraud for a volleyball stadium that he could have bought that stadium himself and filed taxes and got the money back. Like, what's wrong with doing that?
Yeah. Right.
He's always been shiesty.
You just want to feel something. That's why you go on the HE double hockey stick.
You always been shiesty.
Remember, he
was linked to them drugs.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You know? I forgot about that.
Exactly.
Them double hockey sticks are going to kick him in the butt.
From the painkiller, you know, but you know, he wouldn't even take his own under his wing. That's not my job to teach this man. You know, I mean, he's a teammate. Okay, maybe he is going for your spot, but you that man, and he would, you know, you're supposed to prepare for the team. But he, Brett Favre, is a selfish person. Always been selfish.
Yep.
You know, and he's also had some other things he did. I can't. I'm sorry.
No, no, you good. I was agreeing with you. I believe that 1,000% what you just said.
He did something else, and I can't think of what it was, but it was some shiesty, man. And he's
one of
those good old rednecks.
He sent his body parts to the girl.
Yeah, I was going to say, he took some pictures or something and did something like a sent some pictures, inappropriate pictures or something to somebody.
Yeah, to the girl to work for the Packers, yep.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like you say, it's that tone. He's got to get away with a lot of things like he did. You know, they're going to sweep it under the rug pretty much. But
oh, yeah, that's a big old rug he got.
It is. But not nowadays they try to, you know, crack down because we got so much availability of information. So we'll see, y'all.
And cameras every day on corner. A camera on every corner. But that don't help. I mean, you know, even though it's a camera on every corner, it ain't helping the right people, apparently.
Let's bring my twin, Big Boy. What's up, Big Boy? I just seen
what's
you call.
What's up, Big
Boy? Hey, what's up?
What's up, Big Boy?
You know how it is when school starts.
No doubt.
Good to be on the corner with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
I know, that's right.
Late.
Put your pics on Kale Cook on Facebook. Do your pics on there. I get them.
I should do. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just post them on there. I get them from off of there.
That's what's up.
Hey, Big Boy, how you feel about this Brett Favre thing, man?
Man, I feel like white privilege is white privilege, and they're going short every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? They already know. And then, you know, I'm not one of them people that's all, everything is white and black, everything is white and black, but you got to call a spade sometimes. He wouldn't do that if he was a man of color. Or should I say he wouldn't get away with that if he was a man of color.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's how I feel about it. I feel like it's the American way right now.
It's
the American way. And he's
that's
a
true.
Straight up a-hole for it. Because I think that if you've been, you know, blessed enough and privileged enough to build a life of substance where you can just give to other people and it means something, I think you're kind of obligated to do that.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I will say you're obligated to do that because you got people looking up to you and you got people that's hanging a lot of their hopes and their dreams on just the words that you say. Because they looking at your life and how you built your own life, and they want to build their life. So I think I think you're obligated to go out there and be inspirational to people that want to hear you. Because at the end of the day, that's what you hurt when you don't show up. Your fame. Mm.
You're totally right. You're totally right, big boy. Hey, like I said, what is too much is given, much is desired. You know, you gotta share.
Yeah, you're right. Mm.
You ain't lying.
But,
I'm feeling like a proud father right now. You go, big boy. I'm feeling like a proud brother right now,
Lord.
Man. You go, big boy. but seriously, though, this could bring a little light to the situation because I don't know about nobody else, but you know, I got this thing called blood pressure, and I got to take medicine for it. So, yeah, I'm trying to keep that right. But it just it disturbs me deep within when, like Big Boy said, white privilege and the way it's flaunted. And you know, I think about January 6th, you know, all over again. And I'm constantly asked, I was asked today by a delivery driver, Do you think if it was African Americans storming that Capitol, that these guys would have been able to go home afterwards? That the law would have said, now, we got pictures of y'all. Come turn yourself in. Hell no. Hell no. That wouldn't have been the case at all. Man, they'd have been showing up in people's houses, kicking their doors in. I mean, just basically, yeah, I'm going to find you type of situation.
They would have did that. They would have found their bodies on the stairs.
They wouldn't go have to find you because they know where you at right there in the Capitol.
They would have found everybody at the bed.
All of them would have been dead. All of them would have been dead. We would have to go to nobody's house to look for them. They all would have been dead
right
there at the Capitol.
Right.
Justifiably so, as if they would have said.
Exactly. You know
what I'm saying? They killing unarmed brothers. They killing unarmed brothers.
Who was the last word?
Just selling cigarettes. You know what I'm saying?
Me real quick.
These folks are going to violate.
No, me real quick.
Okay.
Can I get it real quick after him?
Yeah.
After Big Boy. Go ahead, Big Boy.
Oh, I was just basically saying they killing brothers for basically nothing. Basically nothing. They're approaching the brothers. Here it is, a group, a large group of white people storming the Capitol, one of the symbols of this nation. And nothing happened. Somebody got shot, and I guarantee you that it wasn't intentional. It was not intentional. And you see, you don't hear a lot about the individual that shot her. You don't hear a lot about that, because if you don't hear about it, then they can go without punishing that person.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And my thing is, quite honestly, I feel like a whole lot more people should have got shot. And that would shut that whole joint down.
Yeah.
It would shut the whole. Why did we have an armed
force? All of them should have got shot. Had a whole lot more. All of them.
Yes. Man, I'd have had the Coast Guard, Army, and all of them down there so quick.
I was watching this program about that thing, about the 2016 event, everything that led up to that. Okay, they were talking about Donald Trump. So let's say led up to that. Remember when they had the peaceful protest on Black Lives Matter thing, and when they had those troopers, Donald Trump called all the state troopers, and they mauled people. They just stopped bum-rushing people, peaceful protesters, they just start bum rushing them, okay, and throwing smoke bombs and all that. And they weren't even near the White House. They wasn't doing anything. He called them rioters and looters and all that. Just think, if black people would have went to the Capitol, like you said, they would have found us on the stairs, man. They would have just shot everybody that was there, black. You know, it was orchestrated by Donald Trump and the people, man, and they better watch out because he's able to run again. You know, and he still got those people that's still mad for him like that. But look, because you look at how the government is going now, man. These people are unhappy.
Bro, we got to cut it short, bro. I'm sorry.
We got to wake up, y'all.
It's all good.
Great words, bro.
Carolyn
McTeague
would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Carol's Corner. Carolyn McTeague would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We're going to love you so much more, but enjoy your week. Carolyn McTeague are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us at on Kale's Corner on Facebook and at Instagram on Kale's Corner. I'm sorry. Trying to hurry up. blogtalkradio.com/UKelleMcLean. You guys can have all those streams to follow us, and make sure you guys be at the Boxing Ring October 15th at 6 p.m. Kale?
If you love them, they already should know, because I love all you, and I hope you already know. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the football.
Yeah.
And God willing, we'll be right back at y'all Tuesday, 5 p.m. And Kale going to win this week. Just want to let y'all know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, friend. Love y'all, man. Love all
y'all.
Y'all.
Yeah. We sell crack to our own out the back of our homes. We smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go through episode 2 like Attack of the Clones. Work till we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bone. Get by, just get by, just get by, just get by. We commute the computer, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers. Just get by, just get by, just get by, just get by. You ask them why some people gotta live in a trailer, cause like a sailor, I paint a picture with a pen like Norman Mailer. Me and Wella raised 3 daughters all by herself with no help. I think about a struggle and I find a strength in myself. These words melt in my mouth, they hot like the jail cell in the south before my nigga core bailed me out. Just get by, just get by, just get by, just get by. Do a die like Best Star, see the red sky out the window of the red eye. Let the lead fly, G-Rap shit, living the lead die. Smoke trees and we stay strong. Yo, our activism attacking the system. The blacks and Latins in prison. Numbers in prison. They victim black in the vision. Shit, and all they got is rapping to listen to. I let them know we missing you. Your love is unconditional. Even when the condition is critical. When the living is miserable. Your position is pivotal. I ain't bullshitting you now. Why would I lie? Just to get by. Just to get by. To get fly. The TV got us reach for stars. Not the ones between Venus and Mars. The ones to be reading for parts. The people get breath and hands and death. Saturday, Sunday, Sunday morning at the feet of the Father. They need something to rely on. We get high on all types of drugs. When all you really need is love. Just get by, just get by, just get by, just get by. My parents sing like John Lennon. Imagine all the people watch me rock like Paul McCartney from now until the last beat of drop. What?
Stronger people in mind. I stay reading the sign. Yo, yo, yo.